Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hi, yo. Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Monstrous Radio from our network. This is our live show. Don't forget you can check us out 24 hours a day on monstrousradio.com, where we play music all day and night. But we want to say thank you for being here. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, E Monster, and who else I got?
Stallion Baltimore, the elegant diva. Dallas, Texas, come over to my place.
That's what it do. So, hey, you know how we do it on Fridays. We get y'all ready for the club, get y'all ready for the events. We want to know what's going on this weekend. Some people, they trying to get out, but they don't know where to go. Some of y'all need to just get up off your ass and get out the house and get out that cabin fever. You've been locked up all winter. Get up, get out, go do something. You dig? We live your childhood in one night. You dig? What I call my second childhood, because the reason why I say my second child is because now I got some money to be the toddler that I want to be. You did. Remember when you was little, you wanted this, you wanted that, but you couldn't afford it. Mr. Young.
Right.
You six, and you want the new Sega game. You can't afford that. On your second childhood, you want that Sega? Go on, get that Sega, baby. Put it in a bag. You dig? So that's what it's about, getting out, having your second childhood. You dig? Used to like take trips, go out, take some trips. Make it do what it do, but live your life. I'm just saying, don't go out and hurt nobody, but live your life.
Well, go to Disney World. You never been because you didn't have the money then. Now you got to go to Disney World. Go to Disneyland, too. Let's travel.
Run. Fuck it. Take one of the neighbor's kids. No, they might lock y'all up for that shit. I'm just saying, have some fun and spread the love if you got it. I'm just saying, and if you got it, buy me $5. But what's going on down there in Texas? What's the weather like down there, Miss Stallion Baltimore, a.k.a. Shaka.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. You know what I'm going to say? It is cold outside. It is 46 degrees here in old Texas. Uh-huh. Okay. So it was, I'm sorry. I apologize, world. Yeah, 46 degrees. It's cold outside. It was a little bit better. It was warmer earlier, more of a 55. I didn't even have to wear a jacket. Now I got to wear a jacket, and it's just all cold and shit. But, you know, Texas weather, tomorrow is going to be 63. It'll be 102 tomorrow in Texas.
Okay. Okay. We ain't too far behind you. You dig? It's like 35 here. They say it feels like 31. I don't know what the fuck that shit's about. There's a few clouds out there. The wind is coming 5 miles per hour, coming from the southwest. Humidity is 72%. The pressure is 29.86. Visibility is 10 mi. Tonight it's cloudy. It's going to feel like 29 degrees. And tomorrow it will be 36 degrees, more clouds than sun. 8 miles per hour coming from the west-southwest. Chance of precipitation is 20%. And that is the monstrous weather report showing my ass trying to go a little extra, extra. Don't nobody give a damn, but, you know, you got to do a little extra, extra.
You are not on Channel 4. My weather. Channel 4, my weather looking ass. I'm just saying. Shit.
I'm on Channel 0.
Put your big screen on, get a little pointer so you can point at everything and show where the fucking snow and shit is going to be at. And this is whatever. Humidity is coming down this way. We have had, what, did you know that we done had earthquakes in Dallas?
Really?
In the last couple of months, I say the 3 months, I think we've had 25, they say, earthquakes. 25 small earthquakes, like 2.3s, that type shit. I was saying it was from the fracking. You know, fracking tends to cause that, but I don't know what it is. But it's at the old stadium, the old Cowboys stadium. They're down there digging all that shit and doing all that shit down there. That's where it's coming from, the Cowboys stadium. So it's out in Irving, so it's shaking Irving every now and then. It's Friday.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? TGI fucking Elf. I don't know. Wait a minute. TGI fucking Elf. Not TGI fucking Elf. TGI Elf, but TGI fucking Elf. Because thank God it's fucking Friday around this bitch.
That's
everybody,
what it is. And hey, on that note,
I said some people may have to work tomorrow. I don't know. I know I don't.
I don't either. So we ain't going to worry about them. So we're going to go ahead and get into some music. Get it going around here. You did. Here goes the New Kid Inc. No, wait. I didn't want to play the New Kid Inc. yet. First, I got to play this new, I believe it's The Dream. You heard that new song he got out? Him and T.I.?
Let me hear that.
Well, if you ain't heard it, I'm about to bring it up right here. And here it is. This is called That's My Monsters Radio. Some of these songs you ain't even heard on the radio yet. I'm just saying. I'm not flexing.
You try to make a wild out. I just make a wild out.
Yeah, Friday Night Live. See Monster. Off more Stallion.
Wild out.
She don't love you, 'cause if she did, she wouldn't be all on the phone right now trying to get up there. She don't love you, 'cause if she did, she wouldn't be all in the club rapping, throwing up my click. That's mine. You can't stand it, but that's mine. No need to be dramatic, but that's mine. Little try to come behind me. She met you out trying to find me. Try to never mind me. Ain't gotta remind me, but that's mine. You try to make a wild out. I just make a wild out. I put that, in the rain. Put that, in the drought. Oh, I make her wanna stay. You just make her wanna leave. She want me to put a ring on.
Let me holla out right quick. Hey, I call and she coming. You call, hit the button. Love it when I show. And then I have it. You type the L, why you don't call me or nothing, man? I wouldn't have it the mall with me for nothing. You keep petty conversation. We know two words. Push your feet out. Ball to the wall, going all in. Send a ad back to you, hope you fall in. Kick it with a ratchet friend. You took all 10 on with you to the club. Got them all in. Scrub. But anything you would give one day to know the life that a real bitch live one day. Know what it like when you for real for running, yay. And can still hit the streets and get a meal in one day. So bad, bad. If she net the cane, the only thing you could be is the next best thing.
Cause if she did, I wouldn't be on my phone right now trying to get this.
Really?
She don't love you.
I guess.
But if she did, she wouldn't be on the club right been throwing up my dick. That's mine.
Shark, we're born swimming.
Yeah, get ready to hit us up in just a little bit. You think they're going to be ready for this who's fucking who and who's getting fat, Miss Dion Baltimore?
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be ready for it. They're going to be ready for it. Going to keep you for a little bit. Look, don't judge me. Don't, you trying to do that, put me out there like that. Who's fucking who and who's getting motherfucking fat around this bitch? How about that?
That's what it is. Also known as the entertainment news. You dig? We're going to keep it rocking. This is Sean Lyrics from the Twin Cities. Let's tell you, on Baltimore, she got something she want to hear coming up. We're going to definitely check out and see what she want to hear coming up just right after a little bit. A little bit, a little bit. A little bit.
Up right now, I ain't trying to answer my phone, cause she's so mad right now, you could do it all that on your own, you know, I'm single and I'm loving it, music they be bumping it, never getting up of it, yeah, so tell me if you're coming with, I'm looking for someone to get in trouble with, so move your man to the side, and don't let him know you're coming out, cause we gonna be all night, so girl I hope you're ready right now, now down for anything, I was asking. You know what's good when you leave a girl bragging. But now her friends looking, she ain't gonna have this. I love it when the girls say they mix. In my last one, she was part Asian. She told me that she don't like rappers. I said, girl, you better stop playing. Yeah, but that was 2 shots ago. I'm on the road. Anything you want, girl, I guarantee I got in store. I respect women, I ain't trying to get them all to go. But really, they be acting up and anything is possible. We dancing, don't stop. We drinking, say I. I'm thinking off top. Are we leaving or no? Now all I want
all
is for me and you to go and get lost.
Right.
And
all night long,
I've been trying to hear this song.
All right.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now.
Right now.
Ain't trying to spit no game.
No game.
All I wanna know is are you down? Right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, you make me get it right now, right now, right now. right now, right now, to get at me right now,
right now,
right now. Right now,
right now, right now,
get at me right now,
right now,
right now,
right now,
right now,
get at me right now.
All I want,
all
is for me and you to go and get low,
get at me, girl.
And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song.
Get at me, girl.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now.
Right now.
Ain't tryna spit no game.
No game.
All I wanna know is are you down?
Down.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You made me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right now.
Right now. Yeah. Yeah.
If your chick comes close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me, and all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me. That's how I supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I supposed to be. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Pull up to the club and it go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a homie. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold nigga, turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie, but I had her screaming, oh. Girl, wasn't supposed to text me.
Nope.
You wanna know how I know what I know? Hey. If your chick comes close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me, and all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like supposed to me.
Oh,
that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dig her down, can't put it down like I do.
Like I
get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
My dog, she rolled.
Yeah, yeah.
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
yeah. She rolled.
You wanna know how I know what I know?
If your dude come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it go to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might have a nigga selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's all supposed to be. If he wants me to expose the freak.
For me, now your chicks in the pit like post for me. That's how I post to be. Yeah, that's how I post to be. Yeah, that's how I post to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
It's Radio Friday Night Live. So, hey, we're going to find out who this artist is that Miss Stallion Baltimore wants to introduce us to. But first, we got a MSI. That's a monstrous service announcement.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement.
Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all gotta wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I wanna say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you gotta watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo, all day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream, achoo. You could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo, achoo.
Attention, artists of all music genres, search no more for industry quality beats at a quality price. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats, featuring trap, soul, hip hop, R&B, and more. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. That's KingsBeats. Visit today. We may just have something you like. For more information, contact Kings at 850-519-4384. Soundclick.com/KingsBeats. We may just have something you like.
Yeah, make sure y'all hook up with them folks right there. You dig? Make it do what it do. So, all right, let's go over here. Check in with Miss Baltimore Stallion. And so she can tell us a little bit about this artist that she's going to expose us to about it. Well, where is he from? Who is this dude? Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to cough and shit. I had to sneeze and shit. I'm sorry. Your friend, the commercials on Monstrous Radio are epic. I believe that this artist called in. He says that he doesn't like to consider himself an artist, but for some reason, he's awesome at what he does. I am a big fan of his, just like I am of yours. The music is different, and you know I love different because that's one reason why I like Emasa's music, because it's something that you've never heard before. You don't hear the same thing every day. This artist is by the name of Black Ops. He's with Blackfoot Studios. He's also a very, very good friend of mine. He got skills, y'all. You need to get it. The name of the song, I believe, is called, this one is called Suicide. Or Suicidal. I don't want to get it wrong.
Suicidal thoughts.
I don't know if you see him on the line or if you want to bring him in. We can bring him in after the song.
I think I see him over here. Let's go ahead and run his music right quick, and then when we come back, I've got to ask him why he don't consider himself an artist. You dig? I just want to know. Good-ass question. So, let's go ahead and Black Ops, y'all. Suicidal Thoughts, Monsters Radio.
You ain't ready.
Friday Night Live.
I got suicidal thoughts running through my mind. Every dog got his day, feel like I'm running out of time. And I can't shed no tears, I can't see myself crying. My life is like a movie, I wish I could press rewind. I got suicidal thoughts.
Who the heck are you telling I pulled a fuck move? Cause how are you trying to rope up and pull in a judgment? Just mental motherfuckers telling me I chose the way out. But what the fuck would you when I couldn't find to pull myself out of depression? Going through bottles and bottles, coke to stop the stressing. Even popped a couple of pills, riding around these streets being reckless. Rolling over these purple hills and them jiggers. Ain't that some shit, but the final step is kinda crazy when you drop. Now that's a bitch.
I was shooting shit with one of my niggas the other day. And I told him, what if I was to die and to pass away? He looked up, shook his head while turning the other way. So I guess that's the reason he ate my nigga today.
Suicidal thoughts.
running through my mind. Every dog got his paper like I'm running out of time. I can't shed no tears, I can't see myself crying. My life is like a movie, I wish I could press rewind.
Over here making quakes. Now, if you're a person who listens to lyrics, not just beats, you'll hear how deep that song is. I like that song. It kind of scared me, Miss Stallion Baltimore. I'm not going to stunt when the song was called
right.
Suicidal Thoughts. So let's go over here and let's check in. Let's see if this is actually Black Ops over here we got on the line and see what was going through, you know what I mean? What was the thought process to come up with this
right.
track? Because there's some real life shit I hear in there. Is that you we got over there, Black Op? Hello.
Yeah, it's me. It's me.
What's good,
okay.
bro?
I ain't nothing much. How y'all doing today?
Pretty doing good. Doing good. What about you?
Oh, man. Blessed. Still here. Working.
Definitely.
That's what it do. That's what it do. Hey, while we over here keeping it monstrous on a Friday
right.
night, you dig? She put out there a little bit, you know, telling us a little bit about you, just a little bit. You know, I'm definitely going to give you a little time and tell us a little bit about you, too. But, and we're going to spread this throughout the show, so don't plan on going nowhere, bro. what's with the whole thing with you don't consider yourself an artist? What's the scoop with that?
I did it for so long, and, you know, now I just really got too heavy. It's just really a hobby. I don't really call myself an artist. Yeah, like anybody can go out there and make songs and put their music out there, but me personally, I really enjoy helping people, produce people music for them. But when I got spare time, I come in here and make music. That's why I don't consider myself an artist. I don't consider myself want to be up there and doing the things that all the artists have to do. But if it comes to a time that I'm forced to do it, then I will do it if nobody else is taking that lead.
Right.
So for the time being, I'm not an artist. I'm just a producer and a worker.
Right. Okay. Workhorse. I hear what you're saying. I hear that.
So
okay.
My question would be with Suicidal Thoughts, what made you make that song? What was going on in your head at the time to make that one?
I was about 4 o'clock in the morning, just in the studio. I was just here by myself in the studio and you know, just random thoughts just kept coming to my mind. You know, instead of acting on impulse, I write my feelings down on paper. So, you know, I think about different things. And people always ask when they hear the song, they be like, what made you think of that song? Like, you know, it just people always had them thoughts. There's just certain people that I actually do it. But, you know, I just made a song of it. That's how I was feeling at the time.
Right. All right. We also have another song by you that's called Been Tripping, and won't you let the people know what brought on Been Tripping?
Oh, being tripping is just you know, just being you, being free, you know, letting your mind just go. Really, basically, with you, how I came up with the song, I was, you know, I'm in the studio drinking, you know, chilling, doing my thing, you know, it's just a song that was perfectly fitting my situation at the moment. So most songs that I come out with fit in the situation I'm feeling. I'm not trying to just come out with any kind of song, just throwing rims on everything and riding big and got money every day. You know, I can't think about it all the time.
Definitely.
And I just try to keep it real. People, they ask me a question, but I just keep it real with them. You just go from there.
Okay. Well, I mean, what I see and what I like in your music, and I don't know if E-Monster, you know, feels the same way, but the fact is about music, it's not anything if it's not a, it's nothing to me if it's not about anything. I really don't want to listen to it. I don't want to listen to nobody twerking that ass, popping that booty. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I tend to get, you know, I like something that's deep. Like he said, suicidal thoughts put some fear in his heart. You know, that's one of them songs when you're sitting back, you got you something to drink, a fat ass, as somebody would say, choking on some water. But, you know what I'm saying? You sit back, smoke you a big one, and you got some shit going down in your life. You know what I'm saying? Or some things that have went on in your life, and Black Ops music is the music that you need to listen to, and it reminds me of Bone Thugs and Harmony from back in the day. And they had that type of shit where you sit down, you know, you go into a zone because you're thinking about the shit that they're going through at that time, and it'd be the same thing that you're going through at the same time. You know?
I can feel it.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, I'm like the same way. I differ just a little bit. You can give me some twerking and some popping booty shit. Because when I be drunk at the club, I'm going to keep it real. I want to see them popping that booty. But, I mean, the whip, though, you know what I mean? To keep it back on point, though. But in the whip, I want to hear something that's lyrically content, something that's real. Like, a good example, what really caught me about your track right there, and then we're going to get into our entertainment news. That's what I mean. We're going to keep you here for a minute. We're going to talk to you some more throughout the show. But I like how you was talking about, you know, how your homie that committed suicide is like, bro, why couldn't you just talk to me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Da-da-da. I could have been there for you. You know what I mean? While everybody else is out here talking about popping and doing da-da-da. That's some real tangible, real-life story stuff right there.
Yeah.
I think
when I was about 13, me and my cousin had killed himself. You know what I'm saying? To see him, to see him laying there dead, too. That's why, like, when I'm here by myself, man, I be, you know, in my own little zone, them little thoughts come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about, you know what I'm saying, like, when my cousin did die, man, from him being, like, my closest cousin, like, the closest person I ever knew in my life. To him to kill himself, there was, like, a big change. And I think about this still to this day. I'm 28, and I still think about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We just can't let go.
Right. Okay.
What's going on, man?
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into our entertainment news. But before we get into our entertainment news, you know, bro, I'm not going to shortchange it at all. You dig? We do what we call around here a monstrous radio urban weather report. We used to have a weatherman. We really did. We used to pay him in food stamps, but he thinks he's too good to collect our food stamps no more. So when we catch him, we're going to bust his ass. But why don't you help us out, bro? Tell the people your name again, where you're at, and what's the weather like. Hello.
Are you where I'm at?
Yeah. What city you in?
I'm in Arlington, Texas.
It's cold out there.
About 40. I think it's about 40.
Well, look, let me tell you what he's going to do. He's going to laugh at us because he in Minnesota, and it's like below 20 in that motherfucker. He's walking outside, throwing some glass, a cup of water up in the air. It's going to come down and snow up in this shit. So he believes our little 47 degrees. We think it's all shivery and shit. He talking about that's the sun. That's the summer for they motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's 35
degrees here, bro.
It's
35 degrees here. We throwing parades. We having triathlons. We having swim meets, track meets, all kinds of shit out here, bro. This ain't nothing. Y'all talking about party? It's cold. We be like, for real, for real. Okay, player. Do what y'all do. I'll send you.
Hey, you gotta come to Texas for a year. Stay here for a year. Come through that summertime with us. Then by the time they winter come,
hey,
that thing gonna be a little bit different.
Hey, I already know. I got family down there in Texas, and bro, believe me, every time I come see them, I'll run home. You did? I'm just saying. It's fucking 95 in the shade down there. It is what it is. You did?
Hey,
the sand's going 86 degrees. It is what it is. I'm just saying.
All right,
let's go over here and get into our... Yeah. What you got for us? Who's fucking who and who's getting fat for us, Miss Tyrone Baltimore, a.k.a. the entertainment news? I know we got some people over here waiting to get on the line.
Hell, I'm trying to get my background music. You're not listening. I'm giving you my background music now.
What's your background?
That's some badass music.
Yeah,
who produced that? Lawrence Welk? There was no mid, no bass. 2808, mama. I mean, damn. That's your background music? Let me help you out.
You help me out. Well, you didn't do nothing. It's down y'all Baltimore's entertainment and news you can use. All right. On the entertainment, this is Stanley on Baltimore, and I'm giving you the news that you can use. In the news today, Tyga is getting sued by former manager. The former manager. Right.
Oh, Lord.
Look, wait a minute. That's crazy because we've been talking about having meetings. We've been having meetings and shit all day. Talking about this shit, okay? So here you go. Old Tiger, he gets sued by his former manager. His manager basically says that he was nothing before him. Tiger's former manager says the rapper is an ingrate, and now there's only one way to show his appreciation. Fork over several million dollars as a thank you. So basically, you know, his manager wants him to give him several million dollars just to say, you know what, thank you that you put me up, this, that, whatever. Back in the day, Tiger hired TNG Management, and the company claims he did more than a good job, turning him from a relative nobody to a world-known superstar. TNG introduced Tiger to cash money, so they may have a point. But sometimes people and Tigger move on, and C&J claims the rapper unceremoniously and illegally fired them in 2013 and hired a brand spanking new manager. So C&J now wants $4 million, and all will be well. We reached out to be rep of Tigger so far, no word back. No word back from old Tigger. So what do you think? Both of you, okay, we have E Monster, who is an artist. And we have an artist who is not an artist, who says he's not an artist.
We got Preach over here.
You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you think of that. Do you feel that he should give them, you know, C&J $4 million just because they helped make him who he doesn't owe them? Now, he's not behind on no payments or no shit like that. But they just think that they want he should pay them some money because he, you know, they helped him get up there. So what do you guys think?
If it depends if they were cool, like, you know, close friends or something like that. If not, if business is business. They should have capitalized on that earlier before he started getting his millions like they were doing. And to get fired,
right.
Then he must have did something wrong, honestly. People just
right.
don't hop up and just leave the people that put them on unless they, you know, did something behind their back, they ordered back, and they chose to go somewhere else, and then he got on somewhere else. It's a business. They going to lose it anyway. They're not going to get anything for that, with my opinion.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll lose that. What do you think, E-Monster?
Well, I probably should go to a commercial first. But all right, well, this is what it is. You know, I got experience in management, artists, promotion, booking, all that type of stuff. Now, to me, what it sounds like to me is this company, what's the name of the promotion company or management company?
C&J Management.
TMJ, that sounds like a badass. Okay, that sounds like a jaw hurt, a jaw injury. But okay. I think what they're trying to do, I think they're trying to get some recognition off of Tiger. You dig?
Right.
Let me keep it 100. And any management contract that you sign, you as artists out there, pay attention. Just because you fire your artist, say, or your management, say you got a manager for a year, you can fire your manager in 3 months if you want to. But if you read your management contract, it's part of your contract is, see, if a manager is building you up, at the end of that contract, at the end of the year, say you want to delete that contract, there's still clauses in that contract saying you still have to pay him money for a certain amount of time. It goes, the percentage goes down and down as the length goes out, but you still have to pay him money. Now, some of you artists are saying, why the hell I still owe him some money? He ain't my manager. Because he's due entitled to the money for the activities that he built up until that point. So if he got you in a movie, he still gets money from that movie stuff that he did from before. Now, if a lot of that stuff has built you up and got you onto other things, they're still entitled because that's part of what they built with you.
Okay.
So pay attention to your contract. Now, in reality, they probably already got paid. Their money already funded out beyond that contract. That's why they're complaining. How long now after?
Wait.
You did?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that one, that percent, that it's all right. That time has already expired, which means you're not going to eat off him anymore.
2013 is when he decided to get another management company.
Okay,
so,
see, look how long has passed. Look how long has passed. What the thing is, they're not getting, who the fuck was they before they sued him right now? Did you know that they represented him? No, but you know who the fuck he is, don't you?
Right.
So that's what they sour about. They want to get back out there like, we made him. Now they're going to try to boost up their sales, do what they do. You dig, and that's how it's going to come back.
Right. Okay.
All
right.
It's all a game. It's all the music game. You dig? That's how it goes. When somebody, when they done, not only they can't eat no more, they need something to re-interject back in to get some more money. Hello.
Okay. That ain't right. That is just not right. Well, you can't do that, brother. Don't do it.
Right. Right.
All right. I have one more thing for you on celebrity news.
What you got? What you got?
this is on Mike Epps. Mike Epps.
Oh damn. Another all out.
Right.
Friday.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. You know, he puts out some crazy shit out there, and sometimes people get a little offended by the things that he puts out. But you know, he's joking. Get over it. But anyway, Mike Epps just thought it was funny when he posted a photo of a black man whipping a white man's a black man whipping white men's slaves. And says the whole mess started as a joke with his nephews. Mike came on TMZ Live to discuss the controversy over the image, telling us he thought the photo was absurd and funny. But he understands why some people were angry. Ultimately, he says that's why he deleted it. Mike has a new AOL series, That's Racist, debuting on Monday, where he'll be interviewing people around the country about stereotypes, but insists the pic was not intended to be a promotion. As for where the controversial pic even came from, you got to hear his explanation. Sorry, kids. Uncle Mike just backed up the bus.
Well, I'm going to say, to me, that's a promo stunt gone bad.
Right.
He knew what the hell was going on. You got a show, and they talking about stereotypes, and you going to go off some other shit. Now, let's keep it real. It could have been reversed. Hell yeah, they're going to get mad. If they would have posted a white dude whipping some black slaves, I know the history. I'm still going to feel some kind of way. Get it? In the cotton field, I'm going to feel some kind of way. Especially you got on brand new clothes up today. Oh, hell yeah, I'm feeling some kind of way. Get it?
Right. They're going to always feel, everybody feels some type of way about some shit that's fucking going on. Get the fuck over it. just because we got a lot of shit going on, you want to feel some type of way. Shit, I did something today, but yeah, you feel some type of way. I didn't call you yesterday, but you feel some type of way. I be so, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know, I called you, you know, I got to put 25 cents in the jar. I called you a nigga yesterday, but you feel some type of way. Oh, Black Ops, if you didn't know, if you were a nigga on Monstrous Radio, that's 50 cents for me. We got to put 25 cents pot, and then we're going to give at the end of the quarter, we're going to give it to, so we're going to pick a charity to give it to. I am up on, I know, probably about 250. I'm going to say 250 because we just started this the other day. Now, I'm about at five by now because I'm niggering it on the deck of baby.
That's how you know today. But hey, let's go over here. We're going to go over here, open up the lines and see who we got over here. We'll see what else is going on around the world. On a motherfucking Friday night. So let's check in with the LBC. Now, some of y'all don't know how it is with Cali Girl. You can't just walk down her block in the LBC. There'd be little cats out there thunking and bugging. So you got to do roll call or do some type of gangster thing, throw up pigeons and shit so she can see and call her little fools off. She got some thugging. She got a little toddler thugging. I'm just saying, dog, they be throwing up. Some be throwing up Huggies. Others be throwing up Pampers. I'm just saying, dog, so hold on. Don't laugh at me. I got to do this call to my little pigeons up here. They're really blackbirds. I spray painted white, but we're going to do it anyway. Kelly Girl, you at the crib. Can I come down the block? Chacal.
Yes, you may enter my block.
Okay, cool. That's what it is. So what's going on, Kelly?
Nothing. I am at work. We are having a movie night, so I'm at work working.
Oh, shit. Is that what
that? Yeah, I'm at work. We have a movie night.
Okay. Is it a prison movie? You got a shotgun and a book? What kind of movie is it?
Shut up. We're going to watch the Lego movie.
Lego.
The Lego movie?
Yes, Lego.
Huh? Lego. Who are you
Lego movie.
You old cougar? You the old cougar.
Look,
who are you date with?
Shut up. I work
movie.
At elementary school. We got to have it proper, you know. Got to make sure it's good for
oh,
the
wait,
kids.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Let's stop. Let me stop that joke. You going to fuck around and get arrested.
yes, please. Thank you. As long as you got my bail money.
You got the kids out. And tell the people, you go to jail for that. I'm not helping you. Let the people know, you're a school teacher and y'all on a field trip before I get you in trouble.
Right.
But
right.
How's the movie, though? Y'all got the movie.
And do you know
though?
What time it is? E-Monster, you
yeah,
know what time it is?
On a field
it
trip
is.
This late?
Look, it's 5:19 my time, LBC time. I called Annie.
Mm-hmm.
At 5:00, so when you see my number popped up, you supposed to put me on. Don't have me waiting 20
oh,
minutes.
You got money. She just got money. That ass
yes.
Burning.
When Miss Cali Girl calls, you answer.
Ooh, wee.
Oh, hey, that's that Caucasian monstrous.
You know what it is?
Look at that
ass. That white stallion. See, that's the thing, see, about kids' movies today. How you going to come out? That's what's wrong with our kids today. She had a Legos movie, talking about Legos, and she get on the phone and get the crip walking and stacking and cracking, threatening people from a Legos movie. You gangster. I'm just saying, OG Kool-Aid.
Yeah. You know
Legos
how I do
movie,
it.
What's that? What's that be like?
Yeah. Right that way.
Say another word. Okay, that's what it's doing. So,
oh,
hey,
right
you
up
heard,
here.
You heard the now you heard the stuff about Mike Epps. I think what they need to do. I think they need to take a little Day Day back down to the store with Lil Craig. Go get the big sister that's or the little sister that's bigger than the big sister and make her steal his cookies for putting that thing up on a social network. You seen the thing about him whipping slaves? About the black people with the slaves. How do you feel about
no.
it?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. I let Sayon tell you about it. What happened, Sayon?
Apparently he made a joke and put a picture up of the of black slave owners whooping white slaves. People got offended by that, and they were feeling some type of way, so he had to get on there, take it down, apologize, and all this shit. And he actually got the idea, I believe, from one of his nephews. So,
okay.
What do you think about that? Do you think that was a little too much for him, or do you think that the fact that he's a comedian, people need to let that shit roll off their shoulders and quit feeling some type of way?
I mean, people are going to do what people want to do. It's just people get sensitive to everything. I mean, I don't. Mike Epps is crazy anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think it's unacceptable. I don't care if you black. I don't care if you white, whatever. You should not be whipping no slaves. I don't care if you got some old cotton pants on, if you got some new 501 Levi's with your banging thug rag coming out the back of your pocket. I'm offended. I don't like it when black people do it. I don't like it when white people do it. I don't like it when I do it. I'm just saying. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Right there, too.
What?
Well,
yeah.
Since you're Chinese,
you trying to agree with me again?
Wait. You hear me, Iman?
Okay. Uh-uh.
Since you're Asian, Chinese, that's how you feel.
I'm black and Asian. You ain't know? I'm adopted. I'm black and Asian. I am. My original name is Hung Lo. That's my original name. I came here. I got papers. I'm just saying. But, hey, let's go over here and talk with my guy. He always calls and check in with us. He ain't going to join the entertainment news. We already know that, Stallion. But, hey, let's go over here and talk to the homeboy.
I'll get ready for the Jake moment of the day.
What's good, Jay Dirty?
What's happening with you, man?
You're coming on here like he need to be monstrous. It's Friday night.
What's up, Jay Dirty? How was your day today?
Yeah.
What you did?
It was all right, baby. Shit, I went to work, made some money. Shit, that's what I did.
And what are you doing now, Jay Dirty?
Sitting on the back porch, smoking a cigarette by my motherfucking self, minding my motherfucking business, calling into the show, just showing some love, man. I already know.
Right on. Okay, definitely, you've heard the things that we have been talking about. So what do you think about the black slaves the black slave owner whooping the white slaves?
I kind of agree with E Monster on that shit. It don't matter who the fuck doing it. You ain't supposed to have slaves. That's just disrespectful all the way around. Like, that's just bad for anybody. You know what I mean? That's just, hey, no other human should own another fucking human. That's just, that ain't cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right.
Definitely. Black Ops, what you think about the slave owner thing? The whooping of the black slave?
I really ain't got no feeling for it, to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you, man, I heard of Marley Wayans, he was talking one time. He was like, man, comedians, they joke. And people seem like they're taking it too serious these days. And it's putting a lot of comedians in a strain because they don't want to offend people. But it's their job, man. It's supposed to make people uncomfortable. No place it's supposed to make people laugh. Not everybody going to agree with your talent. And for people going on here with that, it's just, knocking them back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It's taking comedic comedy down because now they got to worry about what they can joke about because so many people don't get their ass hurt about it. So,
right.
I don't know.
Right. And that's one of the things that I like about Chris Rock. Chris Rock don't give a damn about your motherfucking feelings, what the fuck you got going on. If you did it, he going to talk about it. If your feelings and you hurting, you feeling some type of way, he going to tell you he don't give a fuck. Get the fuck over it. He's a fucking comedian. This is what I do. You do shit, and I'm making fun of it. Motherfuckers do shit. Just because there's shit going on in the world today, that right now has to do with all type of racism, this, that, whatever. Why not joke? You know what I'm saying? It's a joke. Get over it. No, I ain't going to say it's right. I'm not going to say the picture was right or whatever was that, but he did it as a joke. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I feel you. But my thing is, though, a lot of people take these serious issues and then, you know, let the comedians try to make it funny. And me personally, I think it's real important that we find something to laugh about all this bullshit going on, because I don't smile a lot. I don't get to laugh a lot. So, when somebody attempts to make something bad funny, you know, that's cool. That's good for the soul. You're supposed to be able to laugh, and, you know, that lets a little pressure off, man, because I don't get to do that all the time. And, you know, it's sometimes, you know, they take it a little too far, but, you know, most of the time they're just trying to make a negative into a positive.
Right.
Comedian's job is to make you laugh.
Yeah, I didn't see the actual picture, but it probably was fucking funny if Mike Epps put the shit up.
I wouldn't say it was really funny. I've seen the pic. They're all in regular jeans like today. They got three white guys bent over in the cotton field and one dude standing behind them with like some type of belt or some type of whip or something standing behind them. It almost looks like Mike Epps himself. I don't know who it is, but that's what it is. But I think this is kind of the whole thing. I think in comedy, the whole thing with pushing the envelope, that's one of the main things that makes a great comic, when you can find that the level where you can push without breaking. Because I understand the whole thing about making fun of some things, because sometimes when you make fun of some things, it starts a process in your mind of thinking. You dig? It can hip you to some things you wasn't hip to before. Can joke about it in a way where, you know, it'll cause you to look at it from a different way, a different matter. But sometimes you can go, to me, too far. Like a good example, even on Facebook, you will not find me. I don't give a fuck how funny it is. You're not going to find me, add my money to the thing, you're not going to find me put up a pic that says, niggas act like this, something, something else. I don't care how funny it is. Why? Because me as a black dude, I'm not going to promote that word. I don't care how funny light-skinned niggas do this, dark-skinned cats do that. I'm not going to promote that. I don't care how funny it is. It might be funny as fuck. It is. I just wish you had used a different word.
Right. Well, that's why you got to put 25 cents in the bucket.
Right. Yeah, okay. That's a couple, ain't it? That's a couple. But, yeah, but you know what I mean? Where's the line? You know what I mean? I mean, that's why, like, some people didn't like Red Fox, because he may say some things that was too far to the line. Let's keep it real. Like some people thought, when you say certain things about sex, too far on the line. You know what I mean? But where's the medium? Well, I mean, where do you go? Where do you stop?
I think people are too sensitive nowadays. Because, I mean, even if a damn comedian do make a joke about some serious shit, why the fuck you care? Like, you ain't make the joke. You ain't got to look at the joke. You ain't got to listen to the joke. It ain't none of your fucking business. He doing his damn job. He doing what he get paid for. Now, the motherfuckers criticize you when you go to work every motherfucking day. You got somebody coming up in there telling you that shit disrespectful, what you doing. I doubt it. Like, that ain't none of your business. That he getting a check. Like,
oh, I'm sorry. Well, before we, before we go into the next song or whatever, I have something else that I would like to put on you guys' head, and y'all can think about it. I don't know if you want y'all to talk about it right at the moment, or you can think about it and you can talk about it when you get back. What I really, really, what has been really on my brain and what's been going on is the thing that Birdman and Lil Wayne is going through. As y'all know, and I don't know if any of y'all heard the flow, the freestyle that Lil Wayne put out about Birdman. Birdman thought it was very, very disrespectful. Did any of you guys hear that?
That's corny.
It actually came to us,
and I don't have it on it. Oh God! Don't judge me. Just pray for me. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, look, we have Black Ops. I believe Black Ops has to get back into the studio. So, is there anything else that you want to say to him, E-Monster?
Ooh, nothing I can think of off the top. Hey, just keep us updated on what you got going on. Definitely going to spin your track after we get up out of it, or, you know, after we do our shout-outs or whatever, because we are at the end of the show.
I want to salute dude music, though, because I heard that Suicidal Thoughts, bro. That hit home, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I like that. Yeah, for real.
Appreciate it, bro.
Do that, bro. Yeah.
Appreciate it. I really thank you. Thank you with love, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Y'all probably should do a collab or something, because y'all kind of be in the same realm.
we can work.
Sure. I ain't never mad, man. Y'all know I don't do features, but music like that, like, I like to touch in on shit like that. I ain't got no problem with that. Like,
Right. Before you get off Black Ops, won't you let everybody know how to get in touch with you, or, you know, info. Let me get some info, man.
I mean, they can email me at blackfootstudios@gmail.com. No one can hit my Facebook up, Blackfoot Studios. Can't give up my number, but I need to contact Stellion. Stellion know how to get a hold to me.
Right on. Won't you tell them a real quick view about Blackfoot Studios, just real quick. All right, that was too slow.
I don't know what the real people.
Okay, we'll do that later, driver.
Hey, man, just y'all take it easy.
All right.
All right, Black Ops. All right. Have a good session,
bro.
All right. That's what they do.
All right.
Well, all right, y'all. I guess this is the part where I guess we do a little shout out to whatnot. You know what I mean? Then I can get to these last two tracks before we get up out of here. You can hear this other track by Black Ops called Ben Trippin', and I'm definitely gonna spin a J Dirty track up out of here so I can get my taxes right when I file for his ass while I was being here. I guess we'll start out with you, J Dirty. You got any shout out?
Nope. Just shout out to Monsters Radio, man.
There it is, in that order. All right, what about you, Miss Stallion, Baltimore? Don't make me hit you with the Grammy music, because you'll be gone. And don't give me your own background music either. Let me find this woman some background music right now.
Yeah, that shit she did sounded like the Jeopardy theme song or something when she was doing. I heard that.
Is that what it was? I thought somebody
it sounded like
that. I didn't know what it was.
Put your
knife away, Stallion. We just playing damn. Put your knife away. Here go your background music. We
okay.
Cut somebody.
I know. Look, I like to give my shout outs to everybody so I don't miss nobody. Y'all thank you for supporting Monsters Radio, putting us out there, you know, get a shout out to the boss, the Monsters boss. The E-Monster in the motherfucking house, man. I'm telling you right
man.
Now, I'm going to owe 25 cents up in this bitch. Nigga is all in pocket. So.
That's 50 cents right up. That's
50 cents. You know what I'm saying? Right on. Y'all just you sit back, check out, because Monsters Radio got some big things, making some big moves. You're going to see us on television. You're going to see me everywhere. And then when you see me, don't ask me for no motherfucking money. I'm just saying. You owe me.
I'm going to ask you how tall you is.
Shut up.
All right, you know how I do my part. I send a shout out to everybody that called into the show, especially Jay Dirty, because he's always here with us. You dig? Black Ops, everybody that not only liked the links, but that also share them at the same damn time. Let me see. I got any events coming up? I do. They usually at Arnella's on the Thursday night, so bring your ass, come out kicking. I know a place you can kick it. T's Place, if you're in Minneapolis. Red Sea, I think they call it the Rouge or something now, over there with AK. Go over there, kick it with the homeboy. Let's see, what else is going on? I can't think of nothing else, but we're going to start having more stuff with that for you with stuff about movies, all kinds of things. Friday Night Live, we're going to turn up over here. So, all right, let me get into this music so I can get out of here. So I can go get me a drink, sip on me some grown man or something. You dig? Kick back,
really?
Slapped a little bit. You feel me?
So, all right. Check it out. This is Black Ops. It's called Ben Trippin'. And after that, we got Jay Dirty. Stick with us. Monsters Radio. The live show. Get it.
Yeah.
And forget
us on MonstersRadio.com. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Mind been missing. Shit been different. Had to go ahead and switch it. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been fucked in the mind. Hell, hustler got a nigga on the grind. Trying to find a nickel or a dime. Not giving you time. Got another nigga sitting all up on your mind. On your hold up. Give a nigga a reason to ever want to pull up. To show up and something to make that ass want to go nuts. To show your girl what I've been tripping. My mind being stuck in 007. A man on a mission. I know it's been different. But you still don't get it. My mind been doing a 360 in my head. Cause the 180 can't do the job. And it won't go the distance. That's why I push. Cause I gotta get it. But leaving you out the picture. Got you really flipping around the room. But I tell you, if you had a little patience and a little time, then you would see all the things that's going in my mind. Cause I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I've been missing. Shit been different. Had to go ahead and switch it. I know I've been tripping. 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 Yeah, I know I've been tripping. This is 24/7 process, just the process. All the information that I digest. That's a brain fucker for your mind test. Better get your mind right, nigga, that's a contest. Cause the journey that you go on is a conquest. North, south, east, west, nigga, that's a direct. Shall never believe I would lead you astray. In the way that I lead, we'll show you the way. I know I be high and probably loaded, but I know my mind was willing to stay. Get out of my way and watch what you say. Cause the word that you speak might fuck up your day. On my own shit, rolling with my yellow bone, bitch, and my white chick. Gotta grab a stack of mold just to cop the right fit. Better watch out when I step out, cause a nigga mind gone hell. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. I know I've been tripping. Mind been missing. Shit been different. Had to go ahead and switch it. I know I've been tripping. 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 I know I've been tripping too long and I'm out of my mind. I'm so high right now like I smoked me a pine. The cloud that I'm on is past number 9. And the rate that I'm going, I never come down. Been tripping too long and I'm out of my mind. I'm so high right now like I smoked me a pine. The cloud that I'm on is past number 9. And the rate that I'm going, I never come down. Don't wait for it, nigga, pray for it, nigga, yeah. Don't wait for it, nigga, pray for it, nigga, yeah. That's all I gotta say. Don't wait for it, nigga, pray for it, nigga, yeah.
Dirty. It's called Why You Hating On Me. Monsters Radio, our live show. Don't forget you can catch us 24 hours at monstersradio.com.
Tell me why you're hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. For real. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets.
You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. They always in my business trying to figure what I do. They acting like some stalkers doing what some stalkers do. Why you mad at me, hater? I can see you mugging. You talk a lot of shit about me, but you ain't saying nothing. How you gonna be mad at me? Cause my name wasn't. Been working hard off the muzzle, dog, straight bucket. This liquor got me in my zone, I'm kinda pissed off. Cause these haters on my dick and they won't get off. Too many snakes in disguise, why I don't fuck with people? I befriend them, knife in my back like we wasn't even people. But that's just how it go, dog. Haters here and there. That's why I stay solo when I roll anywhere. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dog. Ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg. Ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. I never entertain haters cause they just want attention. They just some straight up hoes and I ain't even with it. So watch me swerve on them, dawg, cause I ain't got time for petty shit. I'm a grown man getting mine. I stay pouring up a cup to get my mind right. So when these haters talk crazy, I can just fall back. Yeah, I'm silly with it, but I mean what I say. I stand on principle so I could die any day. You watch your flexing for them hoes, that ain't even cool. Don't be mad at me, partner, I'm just telling the truth. You a hater, so you gon' do what a hater do. But that ain't phasing me, homie, cause I'ma keep it true. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit. Tell me why you hating on me. Always talking down by dirty in the streets. You don't even know me, dawg, ain't that some shit? Quit worrying about mine, worry about your own shit.
This is your girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.